Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
All right, good to have back with us for another year here on Sports Talk for SC Wild, the Major Billy Downer from the Department of Natural Resources. And Happy New Year to you, sir. Our first time talking since the calendar turned over. Hope you had a great holiday season.
Hey, it's good to be here. And it was a great Christmas. We had a good Christmas meal, enjoyed time with the kids, and just glad to be back into the new year. Hoping that we don't see Omicron or whatever the heck that thing's called get any worse or whatever. I think we're all tired of COVID. It's time to move on. But anyway, we're going to talk tonight. You know, here we are, the end of 2021. For some, it's going to be a joyous end. For me as well, I'm just glad to see it go, kind of like we're glad to see 2020 go. But another deer season in South Carolina has ended, and we are moving forward into the new year. We have a youth deer hunt this weekend. Just want to talk about that for a minute, make sure folks have general questions. So this weekend on the 8th of January is a youth deer day, and that is open to anyone to go hunting. The only thing we say, you know, youth who did not complete hunter ed must be accompanied by an adult of at least 21 years of age. Other than that, they can go by themselves if they're, you know, 17 years old, 16 years old, and they've got hunter education, they can go sit by themselves. If they're under that age and don't have hunter education, they have to sit with an adult. Nobody has to have a license. Nobody has to have any tags. There's a limit of one, two, either sex, again, for that date. So two deer is the limit, and that's, again, January 8th, this Saturday. So a great opportunity for folks, one more time, to take a young person out to shoot a deer. You know, it's hard this time of year to find deer to come out. It just seems like the closer you get to the end of the season, the less deer want to come out. Just don't want to be seen. And it's, I don't know, it's a challenge. It always is. So, but anyway, that's kind of the big news right now for hunting is that youth day. You got waterfowl season in. It's very slow. We just got some cold weather again. Man, it was hot last week. Mm. You know, only in South Carolina where you were wearing shorts and a T-shirt on December the 28th.
But let me say this. You know, while you're talking about waterfowl, you know, I was down in Garden City, Merle's Inlet over the holidays, and man, the Christmas holidays, you talk about 6 in the morning, 5, 6 in the morning, you could hear those guns a-blasting out there.
Right. Yep. And there's some hunting that's done out there for sure. You know, then on the coast a lot of times they're shooting some divers a little bit. They may be getting into the lucky and getting a few sea ducks offshore, near shore right there. But it has been really slow this year. Season has just been really slow. The ponds that do a lot of different things usually have good success with different varieties of species, just really have struggled this year. So it's been a different year. It's been warm. I've heard several people say it's the worst duck season they remember in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's relative to what bad season you've had before. So, anyway, it's just a lot of it's a lot of different things to that. So, but it has been slow. It's been warm. Anytime it's warm, duck season just is not very good. But we just finally got some water. You know, we were in a drought. I talked to Hope Mazzell, who is our state meteorologist, state climatologist. She's at DNR and does a wonderful job with her staff. And she said, all we got to do is declare a drought. And as soon as we have a drought meeting, it's going to rain. And ever since they had the drought meeting, it has been raining cats and dogs. So I guess that's all we got to do is say we're going to have a drought meeting, declare a drought, and then boom, we got rain. But that also affects duck season because when it's dry in the swamps, in these backwater areas, you don't have the wood ducks available for folks to go walk in and shoot, which is kind of our staple here for the basic anytime duck hunter to go in there in a swamp and walk in. You don't have to go on the lake, have a boat, you know, and just shoot some of these creeps. And they've just been dry. And when they're dry like that, wood ducks aren't going to be in there. So it's just been slow.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of the report on the hunting side of things. You know, we got dove season still in for another couple of days here, and haven't heard a whole lot on that. Late wintertime dove hunts are kind of few and far between, unless you catch some migratory birds moving through.
So now that we are through that part of the hunting season and we're into January, what is directly ahead for everybody? What should they be looking at on the calendar?
So for us right now, you know, January, February are probably – February being probably one of the slowest months because there's just really nothing to do much. A little bit of quail hunting, but nobody quail hunts hardly anymore, more than put and take for the most part on these little preserves. The little rabbit hunting picks up, you know, and deer season goes out, so folks try to rabbit hunt a little bit. And that has picked up in popularity in the last, you know, few years. Squirrels, few people squirrel hunt, but not near – not that big a group. So your next big season coming up, turkey season, you know, in late March, April, we'll have our turkey season. So it's a couple months of just slow time, a little bit. It's cold usually, too cold to get on the water. Fishing slows down. So give me a couple months before things really pick back up. But one of the things tonight, Phil, I really like to highlight is we are beginning yet another hiring process for the DNR law enforcement officers. We've opened up that again. The positions are open again right now, and they are open for at least a couple more days. And we'll check that, make sure I get that right. But our positions are open right now. We're hiring multiple positions across the state. Again, folks need to be willing to move. You know, if they want a job, because we don't list the counties we're going to have openings in. A lot of folks want to see that, but we can't do that a lot of times because things change. We have officers transfer in from other counties, so those positions get full. Well, you may have an opening that gets taken up by an officer that moves in. So basically, you've got to decide, hey, am I willing to be an officer? Do I want to be an officer? And am I willing to live anywhere? And that could be on the coast. It could be in a multitude of counties across the state. Typically, we get a lot of openings on our waterways. You know, some of our big lakes usually have an opening here or there, you know, around the state. So that's kind of as specific as I can get on where the openings would be. But I want to go over some of the minimum requirements to apply. You got to be at least 21 years of age. You got to be a U.S. citizen. I think we all do that. The education requirement is something that we changed last year, went through our first hiring process with a new requirement, minimum requirement for education. So I want to go through that step by step again. We did this on a show last year, and I want to do that again this year.
Sure.
So it used to be for years it's been you had to have a four-year degree. If you didn't have a four-year degree, you had to have 2 years degree and 2 years law enforcement, otherwise, or 2 years military, or otherwise you couldn't apply. So now this is our education requirement. If you've got a bachelor's degree or an equivalent of 120 college credit hours, you are qualified to apply. If you've got an associate degree or at least 2 years of college credits equating to 60 semester hours, combined with 2 years of related experience, such as military service in security positions or a law enforcement officer. So the two and two is still there. You are qualified to apply. If you now have 4 years of service as a certified class one officer with no education, you are qualified to apply. That's a huge change for us this past year. And for us and for a lot of our senior staff, we felt like this was a really big change that we needed to look at because there are so many law enforcement officers that have 4 years, 5, 6 years in. They've got a lot of experience on the road, and they live in counties where they want to live, and sometimes they live in rural counties where we have problems finding people to stay. Allendale County is one that comes to mind. Just really backwoods areas. You know, if you're not from there, you probably won't want to live there. and you don't want to. I'm not trying to Allendale while they're down either. I'm just saying that there's a lot of smaller rural counties. Some people aren't built for that. They don't want to live in a rural county.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. How many times, like when I went to Orlando for the bowl game, I-95 was such a parking lot that I went down 321. I know you've ridden down 321 right. many times. And, I mean, that takes sure. you through Hampton County and Allendale County and all those little flashing light towns that you drive through. That's what you're talking about, right? It's a series of those little towns like along 321 in South Carolina.
Right. That's right. And these rural counties, you know, they don't have the big corporations, don't have a lot of real nice, you know, housing. It's just, they're rural, perfect for hunting. So as far as our job's concerned, a lot of business to be done. Just not easy, you know, it's hard for a family to live there. Maybe it's a little harder. You don't have a big city. A lot of the amenities maybe you might find in big cities. But for a deputy that's working in that county, we really felt like that was an opportunity to tap into some people that live in these rural counties that will stay there. And we can get some good life out of somebody in our job to stay in that rural county that's not going to look to leave as soon as he can and, you know, build a career there.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, that's important because our officers are a part of the community. We really feel strongly that the game wardens that we hire become a part of the community where they live and serve. So that 4 years as a class one was a big deal, as well as 4 years of active military service in security positions. So if you've been in the military for 4 years, you're able to apply. 4 years as a class one law enforcement officer, you're able to apply. And a lot of times, I talked about Allendale, but I'm going to flip that for a minute. We have a lot of problems with people staying in Charleston sometimes. People can't live. They can't afford to live sometimes in these bigger cities. And it's just hard when you're assigned to Charleston County. We need you to live there so you can respond in a timely manner. And those counties sometimes, that kind of big city environment, you know, we've seen what the housing market's doing. Housing's going up, and it's expensive. And, you know, we're trying to look at improving law enforcement pay across the state, across all law enforcement agencies. But it is what it is right now. Our starting salaries were 39, but that's not what it used to be. When I started, it was 21.8. And you know, I took about a $7,000 pay cut to take this job. But I wanted the job, and my wife and I, we made it work with our family.
Mm-hmm.
And we struggled some, but we made it. But wow, you know, things have just caught up so much. Good night, go get groceries and see.
Hmm.
And, you know, people got to afford to live. So on the other side of that, if you got a deputy that's working in one of those counties that's already living there in a big county, they also might be able, if they only got 4 years in, they're probably not such a disparity in their pay. They have to take a cut to come to DNR if they want to be a game warden, and they're already living in that county. They're already used to living there, so they'll have to go find a house. That also is attractive. So we thought that on both ends of the spectrum, from small counties, rural county to a big city environment, that law enforcement aspect of a four-year guy in law enforcement could really help us hire some more people. And we did see an increase in folks this last hiring process who had 4 years in law enforcement. We had a lot of what we call pre-certified folks put in. So we did see an increase. Be interesting to see how that plays out this time again. But again, that's a big deal. So just to revamp where we've come so far, you can have a bachelor's degree or 120 hours. You can have an associate's degree for 60 hours and 2 years of law enforcement or 2 years in the military. You can have 4 years of service as a certified class one law enforcement officer or 4 years active military service and security positions, especially a 4-4-4 rule. You got to have 4 years of college or 4 years combined, 2 years of college, 2 years of law enforcement or military, or four of military or four of law enforcement. And that was a major change for us. And then there's one more additional option we have that our colonel was very adamant about adding. This was kind of his idea. It's a really new thinking process to put in there, but this really opens the door for almost anyone. And what we did was we made it 30 college credit hours with a college high school diploma or GED. If you got 30 college credit hours you can put in, as long as you got a high school diploma or GED, and 30 hours. Well, most kids today, if they graduate high school, they're going to have anywhere from 12 to 17 to 19 hours of college credit already. If they go to school for one semester or two semesters, they'll have enough hours to put in. Now, what we do with that is that gets you in the door. That lets you, allows you to be able to apply. If you're hired, you're not eligible to advance beyond the rank of PFC until you complete a cumulative of 120 credit hours. So what we're doing is letting you in the door, but we're still requiring you to finish out what we think is important, that accumulation of knowledge and credit hours. Either, you know, before, again, we've allowed it because you're a four-year degree in college, two-year degree in college, or 2 years law enforcement combined, or 4 years in law enforcement, which means the academy, all that, 4 years military. We're counting all that as education and knowledge that you've gained. So if someone's got 30 college credit hours, they're 21 years old, they want to put it in, they can. If they get hired, they're going to have to get 120 hours in the next 6 years. Now, they come to us for 30 hours, and they go to the academy, which they're going to go to the law enforcement basic academy, and they'll go to DNR Wildlife Basic. They'll get a total of 60 hours, 120, when they finish that. So when they get the 30, when they come in with 30, they'll get an additional 30. So we're going to give them 30 hours credit for the academy and Wildlife Basic combined for 30 hours. So once they finish that, their initial training, they'll have 30 hours in addition to the 30 they came with, which gets them 60, which is halfway toward the 120. So now in the next 6 years, they've got to get 60 more hours. They can go to night school. They can take internet classes. They can do anything they want to get those 60 hours. And as long as they accomplish that, they will be able to advance beyond PFC, which is what we call a Lance Corporal rank, at 6 years. So that's a really big change. And haven't seen a whole lot of that yet as a change. The biggest change we saw last time was the four-year law enforcement officer putting in. And when we've seen that as an improvement, again, in getting folks hopefully in rural counties, still waiting to see the result of that, see that's going to work for us. That's all the requirements for our job. It is, like I said, that is, you know, us, that really represented a really big change in how we did business, because we just, it's been so long since we've changed our hiring requirements. And these openings just really made an opportunity for us to do that. So our law enforcement officer positions are open through the 14th of January. To the 14th of January, you can go to, if you go in there, you can go to www.careers.sc.gov, careers.sc.gov, and look for DNR conservation officer positions. You can apply online. There's some things you're going to have to, that we require you to turn in. You're going to have to turn in your driving record. You're going to have to show that you got a good driver's license. Don't have a lot of speeding tickets and those kind of things toward it.
Well, I'm done.
A background check.
That does it for me.
Speed tickets knock you out. So, I mean, that's just the minimums. There it is. So if you apply, let's go through our process very quickly. I know we have just a few minutes left.
Yeah, I've got about four.
If you apply, and you apply, and we're gonna look through your application. If you make our minimums, we're going to schedule an interview before our interview panel. Our interview panel consists of about five officers and one of our personnel folks. And they're going to sit there and they're going to ask you a series of questions. You'll be graded on those questions and given a score. Based on your score, you will either make it to the next process, which is the colonel's interview. Now, the colonel's interview, if you make it to the next interview, you will then go to a PT, or physical fitness test. The physical fitness test involves around a quarter mile run with some obstacles in it with a time limit. Then there's a swim test, which is basically you're swimming five lengths of a pool and treading water for about 5 minutes. So you're swimming around 75 yards and then treading water for 5 minutes with no breaks in the middle of that. That is probably the toughest part of our PT test for most folks is swimming. We have a lot of people that fail out of that. But here's the thinking behind that, just to, you know, reinforce that. You got to be able to swim. If you're going to be on the water, if you can't swim, you'll be scared. Your fear will overcome you. I can tell you. Mm-hmm. I've been on the water and been scared myself, and I know how to swim. Mm-hmm. But at night, that water's rough. That's just part of the deal for us. We just feel like you really need to be able to swim. If you pass the PT test, and then you'll also take a state, basically a basic, it's a basic, the state test. It just tests your math abilities and just some basic knowledge. If you pass all that, you'll go to the colonel. You'll sit before our colonel one-on-one, and then from there, he chooses who he's going to pick. After those one-on-one interviews and selects them and assigns them counties. And then they got to do a physical test, a medical test, and a psychological test. After they're given that initial, what we call the colonel chooses them, they're given a conditional offer, and then they must complete the physical psychological test and a colorblindness test and a medical examination. It doesn't cost them anything. We provide all that. And at that point, you get hired, you got to go to the academy and go to the Wildlife Basic. So that's our whole process in a nutshell. I know I said a lot. If you got questions, please feel free to call or look online again at careers.sc.gov. Look on Facebook. You'll look on the SC Game Wardens page. You'll see several posts on SC Game Wardens on Facebook about our hiring process. There are some quick links there to show you all the things we've talked about, the applicant process and all the hiring requirements.
The last time we did this, going back, I guess, a few months, when you took a show and put out all this information, what kind of response did you get from people? Did you find some worthy candidates to come out of this who went on through the process?
Yes, we did. And we saw an increase, we thought, and again, like we talked about, last year, we saw an increase in the certified, pre-certified officers and other law enforcement coming to us and wanting to be a game warden and have 4 years experience. That prior to this, because they didn't have any college degree or college hours, credit hours, they couldn't apply. So we saw a pretty good, a noticeable increase in that. Be interesting to see that again this time, what we get out of this, putting the word out there, using the show here as well, to see what kind of response we get, because we do ask people, what makes you think about this job? And so it's interesting to ask that question.
Well, if you'll drop the speeding ticket qualification, I will apply.
I appreciate that.
I would think
fly through the 14th.
I would think that you need people who drive fast to help them get to where they need to be in a hurry.
I can tell you that when I went to my interview, the colonel looked at me at the time and he said, "I see you have a few speeding tickets. So I see you have a lead foot." I didn't know if I was ever going to get the job or not, because I did have some speed tickets. But anyway.
Oh, me.
So I can resemble that remark.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. All right, that's great stuff. And again, before we let you go, put the phone number out there or the website where people need to go to start the process. And maybe for some, it'll be the start of a brand new career.
careers.sc.gov. careers.sc.gov. That's all the state openings there, but you look for the openings, you'll find the DNR conservation officer openings there. No doubt about it. Or look on Facebook at SC Game Wardens.
Fantastic. We enjoyed it. Have yourself a great couple of weeks. We'll hook back up later on in January.
Yes, thanks, Phil. Enjoyed it.
As always, fantastic. Thank you, Major. Major Billy Downer from DNR. Hey, you love the outdoors, you want to make a career out of it, maybe you're tired of that job you've got now that you're stuck inside, this is the way to go. Follow up on what the major said. Could be the best move you'll make all week. Everybody have a great night. Thank you for being with us. Back at it tomorrow night here on Sports Talk. We'll see you then.